Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really special to talk about today. We're diving into this fascinating new book called Pine Needle Perfection, Wildcrafting Nature's Ancient Shield Against Plagues, and the Hidden Wisdom of Shikimic Acid. And wow, this book is packed with some eye-opening stuff. I mean, we're talking about ancient remedies, natural health, and how we can take control of our well-being without relying on Big Pharma. But before we get into the details, let's set the stage here, because this isn't just about pine needles. It's about a much bigger battle for health freedom, self-sufficiency, and even the suppression of natural medicine by powerful institutions.
What caught your eye first when you dug into this book?
Oh man, Reese, where do I even start? So the book talks about how pine needles, specifically from loblolly pines, are like this hidden apothecary. I mean, they're packed with shikimic acid, the same compound found in star anise, which has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for centuries to fight plagues. But here's the thing that really got me. Shikimic acid isn't just some obscure plant compound. It's the backbone of Tamiflu, that expensive antiviral drug Big Pharma pushes every flu season. And get this, during the 2005 bird flu scare, Roche, the company that makes Tamiflu, hoarded the global supply of star anise to corner the market on shikimic acid. They literally created an artificial shortage so they could jack up prices. Meanwhile, loblolly pines are growing all over the southeastern U.S., just loaded with this stuff, and nobody's stopping you from harvesting it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's wild? Big Pharma knows this. They've known for decades that shikimic acid is a powerhouse against viruses. But they'd rather you pay $150 for a box of Tamiflu than go outside and pick some pine needles for free. And it's not just Tamiflu. This is a pattern. Look at what happened with AZT back in the 80s. Burroughs Wellcome took a drug that cost pennies to produce and marked it up to $10,000 a year for AIDS patients. They didn't even do the groundbreaking research. They just patented it and exploited a crisis. Sound familiar? It's the same playbook. Create a monopoly, suppress natural alternatives, and profit off people's fear.
Right? And it's not just about the money. It's about control. The book lays out how the FDA and other regulatory agencies have actively suppressed knowledge about natural remedies. Like, did you know that during COVID, the FDA banned the sale of pine needle tea on Amazon and Etsy? They claimed it was unproven and misleading, even though shikimic acid has been studied for decades. Meanwhile, they fast-tracked mRNA shots with zero long-term safety data. It's almost like they want people dependent on their synthetic solutions.
Oh, they absolutely do. And here's the kicker. The book connects this to the broader war on natural medicine. Look at what's happening with supplements right now. The FDA is pushing to reclassify natural compounds like NAD+, quercetin, and even vitamin D as drugs, so they can regulate them out of existence. Why? Because you can't patent a pine needle. But you can patent a synthetic version of shikimic acid, slap a brand name on it, and sell it for a 10,000% markup. It's not about health. It's about monopolizing health.
And it's not just pine needles. The book talks about how indigenous cultures all over the world have used natural remedies for thousands of years. Like, the Maori in New Zealand have Rongoa Maori, their traditional plant-based medicine. They've used plants like kawakawa and hara cake for infections, pain, even spiritual healing. But when Western medicine showed up, they called it quackery and tried to erase it. Same thing happened with Native American remedies, Ayurveda in India. Anywhere there's a tradition of natural healing, Big Pharma and their regulatory arms try to stamp it out.
Exactly. And it's not just historical. It's happening right now. Look at what's going on in New Zealand with that baby Will case. The government seized custody of a child so they could force blood transfusions on him, potentially with mRNA-contaminated blood, without parental consent. That's not medicine. That's medical tyranny. And it's the same mindset that says, you can't trust nature, you can't trust yourself. You need us to tell you what's safe.
Oh, it's so insidious. And the book really drives home how this isn't just about health. It's about freedom. Like, during COVID, people started turning to pine needle tea, elderberry syrup, vitamin C, zinc, all these natural remedies that have been used for centuries. And the backlash was immediate. Facebook started censoring posts about ivermectin. YouTube banned videos about vitamin D. It was like, How dare you try to heal yourself without our permission?
And that's the real crime here, isn't it? The idea that we don't get to decide what's best for our own bodies. That some bureaucrat or pharmaceutical exec knows better than we do. But here's the beautiful thing about this book. It doesn't just tell you about pine needles. It shows you how to use them. Like, step by step, how to identify loblolly pines, when to harvest the needles, how to dry them, how to make the tea. It's a manual for reclaiming your health sovereignty.
Yes, and it's not just pine needle tea. It's about synergy. The book talks about combining it with other herbs to boost the benefits. Like adding raw honey, not that processed junk from the store, but real raw honey, because it's packed with enzymes and antioxidants that work with the shikimic acid. Or throwing in some fresh ginger or turmeric to enhance the anti-inflammatory effects. It's like this whole ecosystem of natural healing that's been right under our noses the whole time.
And that's the thing. Nature doesn't work in isolation. Big Pharma wants you to think health is about popping one magic pill. But real healing? It's about systems. It's about how shikimic acid interacts with your gut microbiome, how pine needle tea supports your liver while your liver detoxifies the spike proteins from those jabs, how the antioxidants in the tea work with vitamin C to strengthen your immune response. It's holistic, and that's what terrifies them, because they can't control a system. They can only control a pill.
Oh, and speaking of spike proteins, this is huge. The book talks about how shikimic acid may help break down spike proteins. And we know from research, like that study published in Molecules last year, that natural enzymes like nattokinase can degrade spike proteins too. So you've got pine needle tea, nattokinase from fermented soy, even things like quercetin and zinc, all working together to help your body clear out the junk from these experimental shots. It's like nature gave us the antidote, and they're trying to hide it.
And let's not forget the historical context here. This isn't new. During the 1918 Spanish flu, people who used natural remedies, like pine resin, garlic, and elderberry, had better outcomes than those who relied on the medical consensus of the time, which included things like bleeding patients and giving them mercury. Sound familiar? The experts were wrong then, and they're wrong now. The difference is, back then, people still trusted folk medicine. Now, we've been conditioned to think that if it's not in a pill bottle with an FDA stamp, it's dangerous.
It's so true, and the book really hammers home how disconnected we've become from this wisdom. Like, our grandparents knew which plants to use for a cough, which mushrooms boosted immunity, how to make a poultice for a wound. But now, most people wouldn't know a loblolly pine from an oak tree. And that's by design. The more dependent we are on their system, the more control they have over us.
And that's why this book is so radical. Because it's not just about health. It's about reclaiming knowledge. It's about saying, no, I don't need your permission to heal myself. And it's not just theoretical. It gives you practical steps. Like, did you know you can make a pine needle syrup? You simmer the needles with raw honey and a little lemon. And you've got this potent immune-boosting syrup that lasts for months in the fridge. Or you can make a tincture with vodka or apple cider vinegar, and it'll keep for years. This is real preparedness.
Oh, and the book even talks about sustainability, like how to harvest pine needles without harming the tree. You take a few branches from the lower part, where it's not going to stunt the tree's growth. You leave plenty for wildlife. It's this beautiful balance of taking what you need while respecting nature. And that's another thing Big Pharma never talks about, the environmental cost of their drugs. Like, did you know that making Tamiflu requires toxic chemical processes that pollute waterways? But pine needles? They're renewable. They grow back. No factories, no patents, no pollution.
And that's the real revolution here. This idea that health doesn't have to come from a lab. It can come from the earth. And when you start thinking that way, it changes everything. Like, suddenly, you're not just a consumer anymore. You're a participant in your own healing. You're connected to the land, to the seasons, to this ancient wisdom that's been passed down for generations. And that's power. That's the kind of power they don't want us to have.
It really is. And you know, the book also ties this into the bigger picture, like how natural health is decentralized. You don't need a doctor's prescription to pick pine needles. You don't need a pharmacy to make the tea. You don't need a corporation to approve it. It's just you, the plants, and your own knowledge. And in a world where they're pushing digital IDs, CBDCs, and medical passports, where they want to track and control every aspect of our lives, this is resistance. This is how we opt out of their system.
Absolutely. And it's not just about pine needles. It's about relearning how to take care of ourselves. Like, the book talks about how during Chernobyl, people in Europe who ate local unprocessed foods, especially things like fermented cabbage and seaweed, had lower levels of radiation poisoning. Why? Because natural foods like these are packed with iodine, sulfur, and other compounds that help the body detox heavy metals and radiation. But what did the government tell people to do? Trust us, we'll handle it. Meanwhile, they were importing frozen veggies from halfway across the world because the local food was contaminated. It's the same playbook. Create fear, suppress the natural solutions, and make people dependent on the system.
Oh man, and that's what makes this book so timely. Because right now, we're seeing this massive push to centralize control over health. Like, they're trying to make vaccines mandatory for travel, for work, even for banking in some places. They're pushing digital health passports that track your medical history. And meanwhile, they're criminalizing natural remedies. In some countries, you can't even talk about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine without being labeled a misinformation spreader. But books like this? They're a lifeline. They're a way to bypass the system entirely.
And that's why we're talking about this today. Because knowledge is power. And this knowledge, it's the kind they've been trying to erase for decades. So if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, but how do I actually do this? The book gives you everything. It tells you which pines to look for. Lobelies are best, but other pines like white pine or ponderosa work too, though they've got less shikimic acid. It tells you the best time to harvest, spring and early summer, when the needles are young and tender. It even gives you recipes for teas, syrups, tinctures, and salves. Like, you can infuse pine resin into oil and make a healing balm for cuts and respiratory infections. This is next-level self-sufficiency.
Right, and it's not just for plagues or viruses. The book talks about how pine needle tea is packed with vitamin C, like 5 times more than orange juice. It's got antioxidants that fight inflammation, compounds that support brain health, even things that help with respiratory issues. And remember, during COVID, one of the biggest risk factors was cytokine storms, where the immune system goes haywire. Well, guess what? Shikimic acid modulates the immune response. It doesn't just boost it blindly, it helps regulate it. That's why so many people who used pine needle tea during COVID had milder symptoms. It's not a coincidence.
And let's talk about the science here, because it's solid. Shikimic acid isn't some woo-woo remedy. It's a well-studied compound. It's the precursor for aromatic amino acids, which are crucial for neurotransmitter production. It's been shown in studies to inhibit viral replication, including for flu strains. And here's the thing. Big Pharma knows this. That's why they patented it. But they don't want you to know that you can get it for free from a tree in your backyard.
Oh, and speaking of patents, that's another huge issue the book brings up. Like, did you know that Monsanto tried to patent genes from plants that produce shikimic acid? They wanted to own the rights to the natural process. And this is what they do. They take something nature made, tweak it just enough to call it theirs, and then sue anyone who tries to use the original version. It's biopiracy. And it's not just Monsanto. It's the whole pharmaceutical industry. They've been doing this for decades.
And that's why this book is so important. It's not just a how-to guide, it's a manifest. It's a declaration that our health doesn't belong to them. That we have the right to know about natural remedies, to use them, to share them. And it's a call to action. Because if we don't preserve this knowledge, it will disappear. Look at what's happening with seed banks. Corporations are buying up heirloom seeds, patenting them, and then suing farmers for saving their own seeds. The same thing is happening with medicinal plants. If we don't use this knowledge, we'll lose it.
Yeah, and that's why I love that Brightlearn.ai has this book available for free. Because this isn't information that should be locked behind a paywall. This is survival knowledge. This is freedom knowledge. And the fact that you can go to Brightlearn.ai and not only download this book, but also create your own books on natural health, self-sufficiency, or any topic you're passionate about, that's huge. That's how we spread this knowledge before they can suppress it.
Exactly. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I realize this isn't just about pine needles. It's about reclaiming our humanity. Like, there's something profound about going outside, touching a tree, harvesting its needles, and making medicine with your own hands. It connects you to the earth, to your ancestors, to this ancient wisdom that's been passed down since the beginning of time. And in a world that's becoming more artificial, more digital, more controlled every day, that connection, that's sacred. That's what they're really trying to take from us.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why this book feels like such a gift. It's not just giving us information. It's giving us agency. It's saying, you don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be dependent. You can learn, you can grow, you can heal. And in a time when so many people feel powerless, that message, that's everything.
So if you're listening and you're ready to take back control of your health, you got to check out this book. It's called Pine Needle Perfection, Wildcrafting Nature's Ancient Shield Against Plagues and the Hidden Wisdom of Shikimic Acid. And like Nova said, you can find it, along with thousands of other books on natural health, self-sufficiency, and freedom, for free at BrightLearn.ai. And while you're there, explore the tools to create your own books. Because knowledge is power, and sharing it, that's how we win.
And remember, this isn't just about surviving the next plague or the next pandemic. It's about thriving. It's about building a life where you're not at the mercy of some corporation or government agency. Where you can look at a pine tree and see medicine. Where you can trust your own body, your own instincts, your own wisdom. That's the kind of freedom they can't ever take away from us, unless we let them.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai. Stay curious, stay free, and get outside. Your medicine might be growing right in your backyard.